Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministry. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. And And you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
So confused. Then came along Jesus. He told me just what to do. I was having problems, so many in my life, but I knew that He could make it right. So it's so brand new. Yeah, my favorite song, Jesus. I sing the praises of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me. But with you, I have the victory, victory.
So just
Jehovah Hashopet, the Lord, the Judge. An enemy has risen against me, an enemy I used to call and considered a friend. Only you know the person's true motivation for doing this. But I ask you to bring the truth to light and fairly judge this person for wrongly opposing me. Soften this person's heart and show them the error of their ways. Whatever they bring against me, I pray you will turn it back to them so that it might lead them to repentance. I ask for peace with this person, and I pray you will bring about this peace swiftly. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
ever one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Praise be to God. Jehovah Hoshea, which means, O Lord, save. In Psalms 20:9, in the NIV says, Lord, give victory. Jehovah Hoshea, to the king, answer us when we call. Jehovah Hoshea, you are the God who saves me from the pit and who crowns me with loving kindness and the great depth of your compassion. You have rescued me from the domain of darkness and transfers me to your kingdom of light. I bless your name, for you have saved me when I call. In your hands rests the power of the universe. You hold all things together, and in you all things are given life. Because of this, you alone have the power to save, and I look to you for your divine intervention, offering you the praise of my lips. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like? He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house?
trying hard to gain a little more? Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you.
God. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Don't Miss His Best. Excuse me. Again, the title is, Don't Miss His Best. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. And it says in the TLB Bible, obey me, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Only do as I say, and all shall be well. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. The writer says, are you fearful of what God will ask you to do? You can try to avoid him, but realize that's what you're really missing is what you were created to accomplish, what you were formed to do, and what would give you the greatest degree of satisfaction and joy. Instead, you are taking the dangerous risk of disobeying God and living the rest of your life wondering what the Lord would have done through you if you had obeyed him. Don't make that mistake. Don't turn a deaf ear to the Father's call and his good, acceptable, and perfect purpose for you. Let go of your fear toward God. Set your mind and heart on comprehending how profoundly he loves you and grow in your love for him. Do not fear his will. Instead, respect what God says and honor him by obeying his leadership. Yes, he may call you to accomplish assignments that scare you. The issue isn't whether you fear, rather it is whether you do as he says, trusting that he knows what is best for you, because he absolutely does, and you don't want to miss it. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I will obey you. I know you always lead me in the best way. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy.
O Lord, save. I come to you on behalf of our nation and confess communal sins we have committed. We have not looked to your hand for salvation in such a long time, and now we face desperate situations in the economy, in public safety, in education, and more. Look on this land and forgive us for not calling on your name in times of need. Have mercy on us as a nation and restore our hearts and our minds to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen? So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
Hi!
Amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, save. Thank you for saving me when I call on you. Thank you for this aspect of your character, which is faithful and true. With gratitude, I offer you this prayer of thanksgiving for all you have done and are doing in my life. Most importantly, thank you for saving me from my sins by sending your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Yeah. God. When I got up this morning, you know what I said? I said nothing will happen to me today that me and the Lord can't help.
Victory.
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 Victory tonight.
Victory tonight. say, you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, I plead. You gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
I look to you today to save me from the mess I'm in. Some of the mess is my fault, and some of it isn't. But I ask you to intervene and give me the grace to trust you with the results. Keep my hands from trying to save myself. Instead, help me to look to you to save me. Revise this present misfortune in my life and bring about blessings instead. Give me eyes to see where you are leading me and a compassionate heart toward others who are experiencing messes in their lives. Use me to encourage someone today as you so faithfully have encouraged me, and show me the way everlasting so that I can walk according to your will. O Lord, look with mercy and save. Bind up this broken heart and heal. Mend my words and cover them with your ointment of loving grace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. So at this time, I will play another selection or two, and then I will come with a word from the Lord.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquities to the image of glory. The heart of his spirit lives eternally, leading the path of righteousness, chosen to serve the King of Kings. The Son of God walked this earth, bringing
Yeah. ready to start a business, a practice. Yeah, write a book, score a film. Somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it, kill them.
And now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Colossians. That's all the way basically in the back of your Bible, Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 5 through 11. Praise be to God. Where it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, 5 through 11. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and we and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free, Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Amen. Praise be to God. So here, Paul is saying that we should consider ourselves dead and unresponsive to sexual immoralities, impurities, lust, and evil desires. The warning in this verse is not against sex, but against sexual perversion. Where is the line between the two? The Bible everywhere celebrates heterosexual Mongols marriage as the proper situation for sexual fulfillment. Christian men and women should be open to true love and to sexual intimacy within the commitment to lifelong fidelity. That is God's way. The rest is dangerous and futile. Stay away. Sexual sin and perversion will drain your energies and turn your heart away from God. And that is what Paul was saying in verse 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of His mighty word. Amen. The early church had an interesting custom for baptism. Whenever a person came out of the water after having been baptized, he or she should be given a new, clean, shining, white robe. This robe was symbolic of the new life that person now had with Christ. New life in Christ demands a new garment. A garment to match the demands of that life. Clean, bright, shining. We still carry out the symbolism in a sense in using white robes as baptismal garments. This points us to the truth that when you become a Christian, there are certain garments, certain ways of life that you can no longer wear. Paul used strong words to show what Christians must do to these inferior and false ways of life, as we read in Colossians 3 and 5. He used the word mortified, put to death. Then in verse 8, he used the word put off. The Greek term for put off was used for taking off clothes, removing garments. There are then certain garments of the ungodly that Christians must take off. As the Apostle Paul so often did in his writings, he tied ethical demands to theological truths. These clear-cut demands are tied directly to our relationship with Christ. Amen? That Christians are raised with Christ, that we will set our minds on heavenly things, that we will share in the glory of Christ. Since this is true, Christians must, in Colossians 3 and 5, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. And then, after the popular fashion of his time, Paul gave two lists, each of five vices that Christians must put to death. These are the garments of the ungodly that must be removed from our lives. Amen? In Colossians 3, 5 through 7, certain desires are garments of the ungodly. Paul said the complication of the sins of the flesh. Notice that this list includes the things that we often call the gross sins of the flesh. The list in the Revised Standard Version include these. 1, immorality. 2, impurity. 3, passion, means lust. 4, evil desire. And 5, covetousness. Those are the five garments of the ungodly. The comprehensiveness of the sins of the flesh. Covetousness is included in this list of sins of the flesh. This is the desire to have more. A ruthless self-seeking, this sin ranges from the desire for more money to the desire for prestige. The scripture here indicates that this desire is idolatry. Idolatry, excuse me. How could this be? The essence of idolatry is the desire to get. People set up idols to get more from their particular god. You have a lot of people still worshiping idols as their gods. The conclusion of the sins of the flesh, the result of these five sins, is an invitation to God's wrath, God's continual opposition to sin. It allows for no permissiveness. It allows for no relativism. These five sins must be removed from the life Christian. Amen? And they are in Colossians 3, 8 through 10, where it says that we must rid ourselves of all evil practices and immorality. Then we can commit ourselves to what Christ teaches. Paul was urging the believers to remain true to their confession of faith. They were to rid themselves of the old life and put on the new nature given to them by Christ. If you have made such a commitment to Christ, are you remaining true to it? Amen? Think about that now. Certain, in again, Colossians 3, 8 through 10, certain dispositions are garments of the ungodly, and these are the ungodly. The complication of the sins of the spirit, anger, wrath, malice, blaspheming, means slanders, filthy communications, in shears of brass, Charles Roy Angel, Nashville Broadman, in 1965, told of visiting a friend who owned a large cotton factory. During his visit, Angel told his friend that he was sorry for the heartache and embarrassment the friend had experienced due to the imprisonment of his brother. The man replied that he hung his head in shame every time he thought of what his brother had done. In a moment of anger, the brother had hit a man so hard that when he fell and struck his head on the pavement, he died. Then the friend said that sometimes he became angry with preachers who spent so much time preaching against liquor and gambling, but so little time preaching against the wretched, the wreckers of life like anger, envy and jealousy. Those are the things, said the man, put his brother behind bars. Commands for Christian speech. If these matters of speech are turned into positive commands rather than negative prohibitions, then there are three laws for Christian speech. Christian speech must be, number one, kind. You must be kind to one another. Two, you must be pure to each other. And three, you must be true to one another. The conclusion from the sins of the Spirit, the apostle indicated that if a person continue to cling to those things as a pattern of life, there was no evidence that his or her nature had been changed by Christ. In Colossians 3 and 11, certain distinctions are garments of the ungodly. The Christian church should have no barriers of nationality, race, educational level, social standing, wealth, gender, religion, or power. Christ breaks down all barriers and accepts all people who come to him. Nothing should keep us from telling others about Christ or accepting into our fellowship any and all believers And you'll find that in Ephesians 2, 14, and 15. Christians should be building bridges, not walls. Amen? Praise be to God. We must remove the artificial, arbitrary barriers that divides us. How can we do this? A number of phrases in the passage helps us. Put on the new man in verse 10. Renewed after the image of that created him. Verse 10. And Christ is all and in all, verse 11. It is our duty to modify our members, which inclines. It is our duty to modify our members, which incline to the things of the world. Modify them, kill them, suppress them, like weeds or vermin, which spread and destroy all about them. Continual opposition must be made to all corrupt workings, and no provision made for carnal indulgence. Occasions of sin must be avoided, and lust of the flesh, and the love of the world, and covetousness, which is adultery, love of present good, and of outward enjoyments. It is necessary to modify sins, because if we do not kill them, they will kill us. The gospel changed the higher as well as the lower powers of the soul and supports the rule of right reason and conscience. Our appetite, over appetite and passion, there is now no difference from country or conditions and circumstances of life. It is the duty of everyone to be holy. Because Christ is a Christian, all his only Lord and Savior, and all his hope and happiness. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say that these are the garments of the ungodly. Surely through God's help, we will do all that we can to remove them. Remembering that it will have to be through Christ's strength, power, and new life. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is always on to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time, and all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. Amen. Sometimes these computers give you so much problems. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, following at 7 p.m. our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a powerful word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts with what thus says the Lord. Amen. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Amen. Our Lady Nadine Wiggins will be back with us next week, God's willing, and all is well. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. And for the next 18 minutes, I will play inspirational music. To God be the glory. We love you and thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another. I am your host, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you and good night.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to you, belongs to you. All the worship, praise belongs to you, belongs to you.
Every praise
is to our God.
care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Just to see you,
Lord.
To behold every voice in this room. We have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God?
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray.